Hello and welcome to International Report. Over the past decade, stand-up comedy has become hugely popular in India. The trend is picking up where comedians are emerging as a genuine and earthy oppositional voice. They don't just speak truth to power, but also poke fun and ridicule powerful egos. Some of them have even come under fire for taking political swipes at the authorities. At a time when large sections of the mainstream media, film stars and entertainers are seen as being co-opted by the majority political establishment, a handful of comics are bucking the trend. Correspondent Murali Krishnan sends this report from India.
Dairy men are bisexual. If they don't get it, they go and buy sex.
Vasu Primlani, India's first openly gay comic, wears many caps. She's also an environmentalist, a somatic therapist, triathlete, and a baker. But she's not apprehensive of taking up issues like homophobia, gender, and sexuality in her stand-up comedy. Most of it is done in a trademark deadpan delivery.
I'm going to talk about women's safety for a second. India's been looking for the right answer to the question of women's safety. We've been asking questions like, what clothes should she be wearing? What time of day should she be out at? And I'm saying these are the wrong questions. The right question is, India, are you raising your sons correctly?
Many female comedians have effectively used social media to poke fun at the government and raise burning issues that are often ignored by the media.
I believe that comedians are a mark of democracy of a country, and I believe that they're a metric of freedom. We think, we analyze, and then we deliver in the most succinct and the most entertaining format of communication.
Indian stand-up comedians have raised comments on issues that are relevant to society and which people, especially those in prominent positions, are not speaking enough about.
Yeah, I'm Indian. You know how we hate paying for our water? I will go get to the machine and pull out my water. Tinku's beaten me to the machine, okay? He's treating it like his personal ATM on demonetization day. Sab nikal ke chhodunga. Beep bop beep bhujia. Beep bop beep Pepsi. Beep bop beep condom. Kaash tere baap ne 10 saal pehle nikala.
Neeti brings to the table what it sorely lacks, a female perspective. Therefore, she has a unique advantage of being able to present a female point of view on a variety of subjects from the life of a woman in the country.
Inevitably, messaging would creep in. For example, I do this joke about Indians being middle class and how, you know, we utilize everything. And that's exactly why we hate lingerie, because what kind of dusters would they make? And then it struck me that maybe India prefers male children because their underwear makes better dusters. So it just creeps in.
But can the gender ever be separated from the narrative on stage?
I don't know how mine always obviously ends up around women's issues. My themes are largely observational, whatever I'm going through, and I hate it when anyone would brand it as chick comedy because I'm talking about hospitals, deaths, anything.
Political humor is generally not taken lightly in India, especially by supporters of political parties and state authorities. Since Prime Minister Narendra Modi came to power for the first time in 2014, a milieu of political intolerance has taken the center stage in India. A few years ago, there were repeated instances of banning books as well as threats and assassinations of writers and academics, a sign of growing attempts by right-wing fringe elements to curtail freedoms and impose their ideologies on others. Part musical, part comedy, and part biting tirade on the issues of the times, Aisi Taisi Democracy, or Democracy Be Damned, is a group of three performers who take up all issues from governance to patriotism and politics.
Even if somebody doesn't like our stand about the current government, I think they appreciate what we say about the issues that affect all of India, the gender or the caste or the science. There are so many things. So you have something to laugh at, which part of the political spectrum you're from. When everybody is laughing around you, it's kind of difficult to be angry.
That's Rahul Ram. He's one of the members of Aisi Taisi Democracy. Formed in 2015, the widely recognized three-man group has staged over 65 shows across the country. taking up issues from governance to patriotism and politics. Their only motto is that nothing is sacred in their performances, and they are no holy cows. Sanjay Rajora, a former software techie, is known for his razor-sharp wit.
We think that everything is political. Even the personal is political. We talk about the gender issue, and of course that is very political. We talk about caste. We talk about science and rationality and the lack of it in modern-day societies, especially India. Hyper-nationalism, for example. Active politics of the ruling political party in the last tour was just 25%. The rest of it was about all these things.
Rahul Ram has been able to parody burning issues through his songs, which has allowed the other two to pick up their cues easily.
It's been a load of fun. Unfortunately, in our country, it's become now a situation where people ask us, aren't you afraid of doing what you're doing? And frankly, I never thought of being afraid, but everybody else seems to think that we should be afraid, which might make me afraid, you know. But so far, so good.
In the US, which has a long tradition of political comedy, President Donald Trump has come as a boon to late-night talk shows. Often, the likes of John Oliver, Stephen Colbert, and others hit home more sharply than the erudite editorials in the morning papers and the mainstream media. Vasu Primlani sees a commonality in both countries.
There is no logic. That's critically the point with Trump and with Modi, is that they have appealed to the right-wing fundamentalist group who are very low in analytical thinking, but very high in being vociferous, and very high being aggressive, and very high in threatening anyone else who thinks otherwise.
Comedians are emerging as a powerful oppositional voice. They are hoping to fulfill a role which was a preserve of the media, calling truth to power. Murali Krishnan, RFI, New Delhi.